Hello, this is Making History, podcast number one. Today's date is St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2006. I am Rick Hengstrom, and I'm a high school social studies teacher from upstate New York. And for all you first-time listeners out there, welcome aboard. This is the debut podcast of Making History. You know, my podcasts are going to feature insights and observations about teaching with a focus on instructional technology and the 7 through 12 social studies curriculum. For additional information and show notes, please visit my class website at historyshack.com. You can click on blogs and podcasts. Okay, since this is the debut, I want to give you a little background information about myself. I've been teaching high school social studies for the past 12 years. I've taught pretty much every level of the New York State social studies curriculum. I am currently teaching 11th and 12th grade social studies at Ballston Spa High School, and that assignment includes United States history for 11th grade, and a 12th grade sociology elective. Ballston Spa is located about 200 miles north of New York City and 30 miles north of the capital of New York State, Albany. And we're about 7-8 miles south of Saratoga Springs, New York. And you're probably familiar with that if you've heard of the Travers, the Midsummer Derby, the horse race. Just give you an idea of where we're located here. As far as education and training, received my Bachelor's of Arts in History from SUNY Cortland, which is about the dead center of New York State, and my master's degree in education theory and practice from the State University of Albany, whose basketball team had made it to the NCAA tournament for the first time ever for a SUNY school. They're going up against UConn, so that ought to be a good one. I think they'll give them a fight. I've also presented at a variety of workshops locally here in the Capital District Council for the Social Studies and on the statewide level in the New York State Council for the Social Studies, as well as several workshops within the Ballston Spa Central School District. So I've had some experience and fun with that. All right, I want to speak a little bit about my intended audience. If you're motivated enough now to go searching, if you located this podcast, then you are my intended audience. So stick around. There's nothing going to be nothing very revolutionary being proposed here. Kind of like insights and observations, as I said earlier, things that work in my class, things I've experimented with to explore content, present content, examine content, using instructional technology. It's kind of like just a grab bag. I'm also going to try to work in suggestions I have from other teachers, conversations and collaborations, so to speak, and share them with you. So hopefully if you do tune in and subscribe to this podcast, it will be of value. And maybe if you're on your way to work listening, and you'll pick up an idea that you may be able to implement in your class. And hopefully if you put your spin on it, you can contact me and give me the pros and cons and the twists and the turns and all that fun stuff, and we can together collaborate and make a better product. So you are my intended audience. I want to speak now about joining the podcasting revolution and how I kind of stumbled upon this technology. First, in the summertime, I listened to a sports talk show called The Jim Rome Show, and in one of his promos, he had announced that he was now doing podcasting, so I went right to his website and realized for a small subscription fee, I could download or actually have his radio show without commercials sent right to my desktop, and from that, I could manipulate it into playlists and my iPod. So essentially, it was on-demand Jim Rome sports talk radio for the entire year. I wasn't tied down to that 12-to-3 window to catch it live. And I actually prefer the podcasting method because he packages the show so nicely that for long drives or commutes, even though some of the information may be just a day or two old, I still I tend to get a little bit impatient, to be honest with you. I get tired of the commercials. So, once I stumbled upon this whole new technology, obviously as an educator I became curious about applications for what I do for a living, being a teacher. So I did some internet searches and I just stumbled upon a gold mine. I since have been spending, this started about September 2005, and we're now into March 06, and I've spent that time listening to hundreds of hours of podcasts just to kind of get a sense of what's out there. And they range from the professional to the people like me down there in their basement just kind of hacking through this process early on. But let me tell you, there is some fantastic information out there. Essentially, I've turned this into kind of a la carte professional development. So if there is an area I'm interested in, I'll go out there and search for a podcast on that, whether it's instructional technology or there's something related specifically to the content. And I'll give you some examples a little more in depth a little bit later in this show. Towards the end, I'll give you some of the ones I've been listening to that are of great value. All right, for this particular segment, I want to talk about the debut of Making History and how I got here. I just kind of gave you some background on how I stumbled upon the podcast technology. So since being introduced to that in September, I have taken several steps kind of to prepare myself to join this revolution. I've been thinking long and hard about how I was going to use this application for my 11th grade program at Ballston, and how actually I could develop something that the kids would benefit from as they prep and prepare for exams at the end of the year, or just basic unit tests, things of that nature. So the first thing I did is actually tapped into another technology called blogging, or application rather, called blogging, and I established a blog at historyshack.blogspot.com. And this is kind of a pretty fun place to reflect about what's going on kind of outside the classroom for the 2005-2006 year. My first post came, so take a look at this real quick, came in October, I believe. November, actually. I started a blog called Sociology Echoes, made four or five entries on that, and then decided to kind of just bring it all together and call the blog Making History, and team that up with my podcast and call that Making History. I even mentioned here it's not on the scale of Brant Rock, Massachusetts, 1906 with the first radio broadcast, but for me, it's kind of a play on words, Making History, and being a history teacher. I think that it was half the battle coming up with a name for this stuff. So some of my entries kind of walk you through my process, and what I've been doing with this blog since November is just telling you what's going on in and outside my classroom, some of the struggles. One of my entries is called Juggling Double-Edged Swords. Kind of how to balance the daily rigors of teaching, but also the extracurriculars with coaching. And then things like this, you know, finding time to come up with a sliver of an hour or two kind of to put this stuff together. So it walks you through that whole process. It also spotlights other podcasters or bloggers or people I think that would be of interest to you out there. Maybe save you a step. I also have some information on our university tour. As a social studies department, we decided to tour the local universities and take advantage of some of the resources there, and they've had a great writer series at SUNY Albany. And so far this year, we've been able to see Doris Kearns Goodwin speak about Team of Rivals. We saw John L. Lewis, a civil rights leader at Siena College, and Frank McCourt speaking about Teacher Man. So I talk a little bit about that, and basically why I'm doing this. So you can check that out if you're interested. I always welcome comments. Now, to get to this point, I'm going to briefly talk about some of the reading I did for you to kind of help me out. So the first thing, now I'll give you the ISBN numbers and all that. I'll link them right up to the blog here. But the first book I read was Classroom Blogging by David Warlick. It's a nice little roadmap. Actually, both these books are great roadmaps to get you started, and kind of lays out the language. So if you're new to the process, it kind of can help you through it. So that's by David Warlick. The other one's called Podcasting, the Do-It-Yourself Guide by Todd Cochran. All right, and that's a fantastic resource also. And I did stumble upon one only recently, too. And this gentleman actually has video tutorials on everything from creating a podcast to editing a podcast. I use a free application called Audacity, and this guy actually walked me through some of the glitches I ran into. And I think it's, the exact link. Let me check it out. Actually, I'm not going to waste my time looking for it here now. I'll link it right up to my show notes, and I'll probably mention it or feature it later in a future podcast. Okay. All right, as I wrap up this last segment of the debut of Making History, I'm going to be talking about some podcasts that I listen to. And you may notice that this entire podcast is a little bit choppy. One of the things I did was record it in segments because I wanted to experiment, kind of splice and putting the whole package together and creating this MP3 file. I'm also eventually going to weave in interviews, music, all that fun stuff, but right now, since this is the debut, I'm just kind of starting slow. All right, I want to talk about three particular podcasts that I've listened to on a regular basis, and I think that you would benefit from if you're new to this process. The first one is called Speaking of History, and this is put together by a gentleman named Eric Langhorst out of Liberty, Missouri. And this was the first educator podcast that I stumbled upon, and he has a companion blog at speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. If you're new to this and you're kind of wondering, you're kind of wondering how to apply this technology, you should really go to Eric's website and his blog. He has a companion school website too that you can link up to, a virtual classroom site. It's listed on the right hand side with the links. And this gentleman's really taken a lead. He's a trailblazer in an effective application of both the blog technology and also podcasts. So speaking of history, he's up to 16 podcasts, and every single one of them you'll find something of value that you can probably use in your classroom. All right, the next podcast I want to speak about is Talking History, and this is put together by the Organization of American Historians. And if you're familiar with C-SPAN's book notes, this is essentially the podcast companion to that. What you can do is listen to 30-minute shows. These are historians and writers, kind of separating fact from fiction and myth from reality, as they say in a little promo here. But there is a ton of topics here. If you want great little anecdotes, if you're prepping for a lesson on the influenza epidemic of 1918, you can download a 29-minute MP3 that brings in John Barry, who's the author of The Great Influenza, The Epic Story of the Deadliest Plague in History, air date November 14th, 2005. And let me tell you, they have everything here. There's one on the United Nations, one on John Brown, Columbus Day, one of my favorites, Alexander Hamilton, one on teaching history. Let's see what else we have here. Washington slaves, Einstein. Let me tell you, this is the mother load. 1968, the year that rocked the world. The Scopes trial, at your fingertips here. And I've downloaded probably 50 of these. They're fantastic. Like I said, book notes is no longer on the air, so this is a great little companion. You can, you know, run on the treadmill for a half hour and read about Einstein. Lincoln's greatest speech, the second inaugural. I mean, you're just loaded. And the website here is http://talkinghistory.oah.org, or you can type a Google search and just type in OAH, and the left drop-down menu will take you to Talking History. All right, and the last one I want to talk about is EdTech Talk. This crew is really fantastic. And basically, it's like being a fly in the wall. You know, these guys really know what they're doing, but it's a matter of you just kind of listening. They talk about creation of wiki textbooks, new applications, new technologies, and I learned something. Excuse me, every time I listen to these guys, I pick something up. And they are up to, it's tough to navigate through their website because they bounce around. For instance, one title link may be Education Bridges Wikitext Project 6 Part A, and the next entry is EdTech Talk number 36, Internet Security. So what I've done on my iPod is created playlists that differentiate the show topics, so I have just brainstorms. I just have webcasts from them. And you know, I'll just package these up and I'll load them into that playlist, and when I have the time I'll listen to them, and they are fantastic. They're the ones that got me interested in wikis and creating a wiki textbook. I teach sociology as an elective. We don't have a textbook, so I'm thinking about using the information I picked up from these gentlemen to actually put the textbook together. So that is edtechtalk.com, my third featured podcast. All right, and that pretty much is all I have for you for the debut. Exciting to wrap this process up. This has been several months in the making, so this is exciting. I chose to do it on St. Patrick's Day because it was an historic day. It was something I could easily remember, and I got to celebrate the week before. We had the big parade in Albany last Saturday, so I'm in the basement here putting this thing together, and I want to send it off to my son to wrap things up. So until next time.
Thank you for listening and making history. Good night.